Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR, Sirius XM, Channel 141, 96.3 HD2, and 98.3 FM. This is the Inside segment. I'm Harold Fisher. When it comes to your money, inflation has Americans putting more money out for goods and services than we've seen in 40 years. Gas also at record highs, and the stock market flirting with bear territory. And then there's your retirement account. That nest egg that you've been feeding for years is taking a frightening hit. Why is this happening? And what can you do to stop the bloodletting? Joining me to talk about this is Shirley Liu, retirement expert and financial wealth guru. If you are concerned about your retirement account, whether you are a few years away or more than a dozen, this conversation is for you. Give us a call. Lines are open right now at 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. You can tweet me at HFisherWHUR, or you can find me on Instagram at Harold T. Fisher. Shirley, thank you so much for joining the conversation.
Well, thank you so much for having me, Harold. Oh, my goodness, I get to talk to the famous Harold Fisher.
Yeah, maybe so, but I hope that you have your superhero cape on, because you're here to save the day, or at least to save some money. What is going on right now with these retirement accounts? Why are they taking such a huge hit?
Well, first of all, you had said it earlier. Right now, a lot of outside factors. Think about all the things that's happening, the war in Ukraine, right? So that drives up the energy, gas prices and everything else, right? And then the minute, if you talk about, remember, we just got over COVID as well, right? And of course, now they keep talking about rising COVID, all those things are happening. And not only that, outside factor, one thing if they said about China or North Korea or anything at all, it affects the U.S., believe it or not, you know. And of course, internally right now, we've got crisis, you know, with everything, inflation's hitting all-time high. Interest rate, as you know, that just went crazy as well. And right now, yes, people are bleeding their 401k, their IRA, the stock market, and all those kind of things. And what I see a lot of happening is that, you know, the minute someone loses money, the message most of the time we tell people is that don't worry about it, Harold. Just hang in there, bud. Hang in there, because what goes up got to come down. What goes down, it's going to eventually goes back up, right? I mean, that old adage that you always hear constantly. Would you agree with me on that?
Well, that's right? That is what they say, but I think that there are a lot of people, particularly those who may be closer to retirement than others, who are probably a little more nervous.
Absolutely, absolutely. That's where I come in. Because, you know, from an educational standpoint, a lot of folks don't realize that even though the stock market goes up and down, there are ways right now that you could still make money in the market when it goes up, but yet when the market goes down, it is a total lockdown, zero loss. Have you ever heard of that, Harold?
No, I can't. explain that. Explain that if you can.
Okay. Well, right now, you know, my specialty is I've been working with a lot with retirement account, especially for those people who's in this, you know, 50, 60, you know, they're getting ready to retire. They can't afford to lose. I mean, I had one client the other day lost almost $600,000. They're losing right now about 20 to 30% of the money. The problem is that they were getting ready to retire very soon, within a year or 2 years. There's no way. The market, there's no way can go back 100%, you know what I mean, to gain back where they are. So now they have to delay the retirement, all these things happening. And you know what the most dangerous thing right now is?
I can't imagine.
The stock market, guess what? No one can predict the market. And if the market continues to go down in the bear market coming up, especially right now with the way inflation and things are going, you're going to lose more money if you don't start planning it right now.
202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We are talking about your retirement accounts, how to stop the bloodletting, what is going on. If you have a comment, if you have a question, give us a call. Lines are open right now. So, Shirley, please continue.
Yeah. So one of the things is that people always tell people that, okay, you know what, go into your account and move it into fixed, right, where you know, you're taking your money out of the market. Well, that advice, it's okay, but there's a problem with it. The problem is, Harold, you can't time the market, neither can I. What if the market does bounce back up? And then you've just missed all the gain that possibly could be. right? When yet there are a lot of stuff out there today that is available to the American folks. It has to do with index products. And it's a shame that, you know, folks are not beginning to think about, you know, diversifying the money. You know, it's great that you play with the stock market and mutual fund and all these kind of things. But, you know, for those amount of money that you don't want to lose, that you want to protect it, let's move it into, okay, let's maybe perhaps you hit certain ages, you can roll it out into another qualified plan, whether it's indexed IRA account or annuity, those kind of things. And the things I hear a lot of from other financial advisors and other people sometimes from a client standpoint is that, oh, but you don't make any money on these index products. No, it's totally incorrect. I've been doing this for over 20-something years. And, you know, one of the reasons, you know, I had, you know, of course, got nominated out of 10,000 women by Forbes magazine recently to be the top 50 over 50 advisor for Forbes.
You know? So let me ask you this, because you mentioned index products. So for those who are not familiar with that term, what is an index product?
Okay. So an index product is like this. Let's say you give me $10, okay?
Okay.
Harold gives Shirley $10 to invest under regular stock and mutual fund, those kind of things. What do I do with your money? I take your $10 and I actually buy shares of stuff, right? Mm-hmm. I may buy stock. I may buy this company, that company, and I may buy this particular mutual fund, or I may buy certain things. So your money, actually, I'm as a money manager, what it may be, I'm, you know, using that to buy, you know, certain shares, right? So therefore, when the stock market goes up and down, you go up and down with it, right? Just like things inside your 401k, right? Well, a lot of folks may have retirement account they call TSP. They may have G fund, F fund, you know, all those kind of funds. And even 401ks, you know, you may have growth fund, income fund, you know. Again, all those are all still invest in the market, right?
Yeah.
Now, are you ready for index?
Go ahead.
Okay? The same exact $10. You give it to, could be an insurance company, and what they do is rather than taking your $10 and buying actual shares of stock, they do not do that, okay? Depends on the company that you do business with that has your account. Depends, certain IRA, depends. By the way, there are hundreds of companies offering this index product, okay? It's not just one, all right? So the same $10 you give me, I cannot take it and buy stock. Rather, I can use a different market industry. I can use S&P 500. I can use a Standard & Poor. I can use CNS Technology Edge. I can use the Bank of America fund, you know, annual return or 2 years return. All of, again, there are hundreds and hundreds of accounts.
But let me stop you, Shirley, let me stop you, because you got to understand that I don't understand. What is an index product?
Okay, so same $10 you gave me, right? I'm an insurance company. I would take that money. I would not invest your money in stock and mutual fund. You understand?
Okay, I got that.
Okay, but what I can do is I can literally utilize the stock market as in S&P 500, right, as a measurement tool. That's it, okay? As a company, I cannot take your money and buy stock. I can only use indices, these different indices, as a benchmark to see how much credit I can give you when the market performs. The reason you don't lose money is that you have $10 that you give me. Technically, I don't put your money in the stock market. I'm not buying shares, so that's why you can't lose. But depends on the company you do business with. If you want to get real technical,
Options. Because I'm still trying to understand, where's my $10?
Okay, so your $10, I'm the company. I have the $10, and it goes into mainly the company general account.
Okay.
Follow me? So out of that $10, I can start using a percentage of it. Okay.
To do what?
Some of it in bonds. Some of it we could put into bonds.
Okay.
Now, remember, it depends on the company, okay? You have hundreds of companies that does investment. The other portion of it, what they do is, I don't know, are you familiar with options?
Shirley, hold on. Mm-hmm. This is not what I'm familiar with. This is not about what I'm familiar with. What is an option, and what does that have to do with my $10?
Okay, so as an insurance company, part of it I put in bonds, and part of it I may play with options.
Okay, so what is an option?
Explaining to you what options are, okay? So the $10, I can take $5, put in option A, okay? And I'm going to, as an insurance company, very small portion of it, I'm going to say, okay, this particular option, if I put $5 in there, we're going to set some benchmark price on that hero, okay? If that option A happens to make $10, right, I sell it at 10 because I only put in 5. That's option A. Option B, that's the other $5 where it goes in. If it happens to hit at, let's say, option B goes below 5, you can set your price at 5. Just like today, you know how you can go in, you can technically buy stock and certain things, and you can set a price, you know,
right.
that you can sell it at a certain time. If it falls below $5, $2, $10,
then it'll sell.
You can sell it. Yeah, that does sell, right? So same concept, right? So therefore, you kind of like never lost because you've set your price, you know what I mean, on that. Now, one thing about the index product is that when the market does lose money, because your money is not in the market, that option is already set at certain prices. Therefore, the insurance company is going to say, you know what, Harold? Honestly, the market lost money. We didn't make any money because, you know, we set our price at this, right? So therefore, in that case, you won't lose any money. You understand? Because I have set certain prices. Again, depends on the company, depends on the fund that they pick. Some company may have 50, 60 funds that you can pick. Some has 10, 20 funds that you can pick. And again, it depends on the client's situation. You know, you may say, Shirley, you know, I'm 60 years old. I'm going to need my money real soon. So, you know, with that giving said, I need a stream of income that may be coming within next year or 2 years from now. Whereas others that are a little younger to say, you know what, I can ride the wave, you know, as long as I could, and I don't need to touch the money right away. And in that case, they may put you in a different fund. But again, not, your money is not in it. You know, they just use those index as a market.
I guess what I'm asking, and I think a lot of our listeners are trying to figure out, what is the difference between an index fund and a money market fund?
Okay, you know what? I tell you what. Okay, how about this? Let's make index fund explain easier. Have you ever heard a term called the rising tide lifts all boats? Rising tide lifts all boats, right? So you've got, think of this, a bunch of boats in the water. When you think of his analogy like a stock market. Okay, you may say, you know, I think that boat's going to do better. That other boat may be better. And so therefore, you sit there, you kind of think of boats, which boat's going to do better, whether it's mutual fund or stock, right? That's you picking. But on the index product, think of that as the water, the tide, okay? What it does is it looks at the entire economic condition of the country, okay? It doesn't bank on one particular thing. No, not just energy sector. Well, one minute energy sector may could do well. Another time it may be the housing market, right? Another one, it may be, you know, technology. Because we can't guess which one's going to do well at any time. So what happens on the index, it looks at the entire economic condition, Harold, of the industry as a whole of the U.S. So therefore, if the economic overall goes up, the index goes up with it.
Let me see if I can help our listeners. So basically what you're saying is that the index fund has caps and floors. It has a top and a bottom. And those tops and bottoms, your money is between the two and essentially is not allowed to lose money once it hits that floor.
That is correct. And again, index fund, can I tell you a funny story? It has to do with Warren Buffett.
Well, before you do, let me give our number out again because I'm sure people have questions about this conversation at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We're talking about your retirement fund and how to stop the bloodletting. If you have a comment or if you have a question, give us a call at 202-319-7810. Before we get to the Warren Buffett story, because we've got a lot of things to cover, and one of the things that I think that a lot of people are curious about right now, and we can talk about this briefly before we go to the break. If you've lost, as you said, you had one client who has money in a retirement account, whether it's, you know, an IRA, 401k, 403b, what have you, and and that loss is as a result of the tanking of the market. What do you suggest, or what did you suggest for that client to either help recover it, or to not panic?
Okay, couple things. If you are a little bit older, what I mean by is like, you know, 50s and above, I would definitely sit there right now and move that money into part of that money or whichever amount of money that you want to protect, moving into an indexed annuity, okay, where an indexed annuity allows you to number one, first of all, protect from all wealth preservation, no more losses, okay? And there's a lot of companies out there that do offer it. So you're protecting the money from any more market loss. But the most important thing is if the market does rebound, which I believe it could rebound, right? When it does rebound, the client's account will go back up with the market. So therefore, you now have a chance to be in the best of both worlds. And sometimes someone said, oh, you can't have the cake and eat it too. Well, guess what? Sometimes it is true on that. You know?
Yeah, because if you lose your money, you won't be able to eat your cake. Stay with us.
That's right.
I've got to take a break. Lines are open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Stay with us. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM, channel 141 and 96.3 HD2. I'm Harold Fisher. John Mons is next with the original Quiet Storm on WHUR. This money conversation continues in just a few seconds. Welcome back to The Daily Drum on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Tonight, we're trying to figure out what's going on with your retirement account. Why is it taking a hit and what you can do about it? My guest is Shirley Liu, retirement expert and financial wealth guru. Lines are open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Before the break, Shirley, you were talking about what you may suggest to someone who has already taken a hit in their retirement account, and you talked about moving it to an annuity. So explain what an annuity is and how much, what percentage might someone move to that annuity to save financial face?
Okay. So annuity is one of the products. There's many other products that the clients can also move into. It could be an index life insurance as well. You know, in this particular case, I'm just talking about 401k right now, okay? 401k, IRA, TSP, 403B, 457, those are considered qualified plans, so therefore you're going to have to move into another qualified plan so that you don't get hit with taxes, okay? I'm rolling it over, you know, it's qualified to qualify. Now, once you move that money over, it is a determination right now. If I talk to you and I said, okay, let me ask you this. This money that we're rolling out, you may have $300,000. That $300,000, how soon do you need it and how much of it do you want to protect? Some of my clients say, well, you know, I don't want to lose any of my money, okay? I need all of it because I'm getting ready to retire 2 years. Then I would move all of it because right now it is at a, you know, opportunity where you can move these products into an index product with safeguard from any more losses because you and I don't know when the market's going to take a hit again.
Right, but hold on. My question, Shirley, was what is an annuity? You got to help me.
An annuity?
Here. Because hold on. All right, Shirley, hold on now. Slow it on down. Because we're talking about money and we need to make sure that these terms are well defined. Because you start throwing these terms around and people's eyes start glazing over. What is an annuity? What does it do? And why should someone who has already taken a hit make such a dramatic move? What does an annuity do?
Okay. Annuity is an IRA.
Okay.
Okay. IRA is called Individual Retirement Account.
Right.
Where I put money in, let's say in this case, you may put $6,000 a year in, you get a little tax write-off from the IRS. You know, I get subtracted from my income. You know, surely make $50,000 a year if I open $6,000 IRA or an annuity. I pay taxes, take $50,000 minus $6,000, I pay taxes on $54,000. Okay? That means the government, the IRS, is giving me some preset tax break, pre-tax money, they call it. Okay? But the IRS said, if I'm going to give you the $6,000 and you're going to pay your taxes at a lower rate, what I'm doing is that in the future, you could have to pay me taxes when you take the money out. But I'm going to allow your IRA or your annuity growing tax deferred, just like your 401k, but you'll be taxed at whatever tax bracket you could be at that time. Okay? So think in terms of, you know, annuity is like an IRA. They're both one and the same. Okay? All right? And the annuity is offered by insurance company. Okay? Because what it does, some of the annuity accounts, what it does is it provides a steady stream of income in retirement for those investors who wants a guaranteed payment as well.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And one of the things, annuity IRA, I would tell you this, is that the old term people used to say, oh, those are things bad. Don't do it. Don't do it. Well, annuity, just like anything else, has changed over the years in IRAs. Investment today has changed drastically. You know, we're not in the same old industry where 30, 40 years ago, where the kind of things that your grandma and grandpa may used to have. You understand? The dynamic of it has changed and so robust today that people just need to explore and take a look at it. The best thing I recommend you do is, okay, take a look at what they have today. If they want, again, growth, when the market does make money, it's a good choice. If they want wealth preservation, if some of them want, you know, guaranteed stream of income, you know, said, hey, look, I just need to know I want a guaranteed stream of income. And some of these annuity that gives guaranteed stream of income, our income account value is growing at 6% or 7.25% guarantee in this marketplace. And, you know, you don't hear that. You said, are you kidding me? No way. Well, it exists. You know, those are lifetime income that exists that allows, you know, your lifetime income account monies to grow. And then they've got other annuities that gives you growth without losses, but it protects you when the market does lose. Now, annuity itself has a lot of different flavor, so I want to make sure that, you know, they're also variable annuity. Now, that's like the market, stock market-like, okay? Mm-hmm. When it makes money, it loses money. So fixed index annuity is exactly specifically what I'm talking about here that people need to consider. If you've got a retirement account, you need to do that, you know, because right now I've been so busy, and so has my team, and everybody's been busy working on helping moving those clients over. So with that being said, is that a little helpful explaining what the fixed index annuity is?
Yeah.
It is an IRA.
Yeah. Let me go to the phone lines, 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Let's talk to Tony calling from Maryland. Tony, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing okay.
I am a government employee, and
right.
I'm looking at T-bills and T-bonds. Are they a safe bet? Can I do something? Some of the things that you just mentioned with that?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Go right ahead, Shirley.
Okay, great. I work a lot with the TSB right now. As a matter of fact, I'm getting ready working with thousands and thousands of retirement accounts, move it into this particular subject that I'm talking about, where, you know, it provides that. How young are you, sir, may I ask?
I'm in my 50s, probably about 10, 15 more years in the government.
Okay, you got 10 or 15 more years in the government. And are you doing maximum matching right now, or that
well,
they're giving you?
I didn't know they would do that with T-bills and T-bonds. I know with the TSP they do, but I'm not sure.
Right, no, I'm talking about the TSP. So one of the things, you know, you may want to look at your particular TSP, you know, how, are they matching or they're not matching. There is some other robust plan out there, and I'm not sure if maybe this is a time for me to bring it up.
Well, hold on. Let's talk about his question. He talked about T-bills and T-bonds. What is a T-bill? What is a T-bond?
Okay.
I would imagine that this is something that would be operating outside of his TSP. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Yeah, so let's not...
Okay.
He's, he didn't ask about his TSP.
Okay.
He asked about T-bills and T-bonds. What are they,
and
what do you suggest?
Okay, a T-bill is called a treasury bill.
Okay.
They call it a T-bill. Okay, it's basically a debt obligation that's issued by the U.S. Department of Treasury. Where it said, okay, here's the T-bill bills, and it has very short maturity time, okay, where it's got depends on which T-bills you want to buy. It ranges from a few days to, you know, maybe 1 year or so, okay? And what they're doing is that they're selling it at a discount price. For example, you know, if Shirley put in $5, okay, and I have that $5 T-bill, and if I keep it for so long down the road, that $5 could convert into $20, you know. So it's got a set price where it said a certain amount of time it will mature, okay?
Right.
So that's what a T-bill is. Honestly, sir, there's a lot of other things out there that can give you, you know, much better robust stuff right now because the inflation's killing your money. And if you're going to T-bill or T-bond, it's not doing what it needs to do for you, okay? So it's... I know you're still young enough, by the way, to be able to still, you know, have your money in a place where it can give the kind of growth that you need to. Okay?
All right. Now, one question that comes up because you said that is, it is the federal government. Is there some kind of more stability with a T-bond or a T-bill as opposed to others? And can I move them around, like you said, with the other options that are out there?
Well, I'm glad you asked that because one of the things is about safety nets, about guarantee. The kind of things that I've told you guys about on this call, when I'm saying that whether it's an annuity or an IRA and all the other stuff, whenever you buy a product from a particular company, when they deliver a contract, they in the back of the contract, sir, it's got a thing called, have you heard of guarantee association?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What is this? Okay, it's similar to, you know how banks have FDIC insure? If a bank goes down under, it protects. Well, under the annuity and IRA and stuff like that, under the retirement account, you've got the guarantee association that's backed up by every single state. Company cannot do business unless they've been approved, you know? So literally when they deliver a contract to you, said, okay, if this company go down under or something happens to you, you've got guarantee association backing it up. Similar to the FDIC, you know, kind of deal under the retirement account, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
So you can feel good and safe about that. Okay, these things, I know I won't lose. Like, I know the company's not going to fold down on me. You know, it's going to exist, you know. So hopefully that's helpful a little bit, you know.
Yeah. Tony, thank you so much for your phone call. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Brian calling from Maryland. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind? Brian, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Go right ahead, please.
Okay, I've been just recently retired, like 1 year.
Congratulations.
And when I retired, I transferred my money from the company that I work at to an IRA. And I've noticed over the last several months or whatever where it keeps getting hit, where it's constantly being reduce lower and lower. So I'm trying to find out what do I need to do to stop the bleeding.
Okay, immediately you need to move it into a different account. The account I'm assuming you have is maybe a variable IRA. I'm pretty sure that's why you're losing money, okay? Because under the fixed index annuity, that would not be happening, you know?
Okay.
Yeah, feel free to, you know, you can Google my name, Shirley Liu, LUU Associates, real easy, and my team and I can, you know, other folks can give you some guidance on that, you know. We offer free advice, no charge to you, sir, you know. So.
Okay, and give me that information again, Shirley.
Liu, L-U-U.
Do you have a website, Shirley? What's your website?
Yeah, it's Shirley Liu and Associates .com.
.com.
LUU and Associates. Yeah, and then I can give you my direct line, 703-608-1203.
Okay, thank you very much.
Brian, thank you so much. Good luck to you. Let's go to Eric calling from Texas. Eric.
Hello.
Thanks for calling. What's on your mind? Erica.
Hi, how are you guys doing today?
Erica. Okay, go right ahead.
Okay, my question is this. I have a few stocks that I purchased, you know, I bought into a few coins and things of that nature. Of course, COVID wiped a lot of people out. I've been self-employed for a long time. And it wiped me out and put me in a hole. I had to reinvent myself. I'm recovering. I now drive 18-wheelers, so I have a decent income again. My thing is, how do I start from scratch? I'm listening to what you're saying about different types of accounts to invest into. Maybe I'm a little But can you break it down like remedial for me? Because I want to know how to move my money in a short period of time in order for it to be possible for me.
How old are you, Erica?
I am 59 years old. I will be 60 in 2 months.
Okay. Right. Shirley, go right ahead.
Okay. All right. This is the first time I'm going to say this on the radio, okay? Because I usually do a lot of private session, special seminar. Now, this is reserved for the special few people out there that qualifies. If you are behind in saving, in retirement, and you feel like, gosh, I'm 59, I have a very short span of time, can I ask you, does your household income combined makes over $100,000 a year, combined household income?
No.
Okay.
I am the sole income bringer into my home. And
really?
Right now, okay. I'm close, but yeah, I don't make $100,000 a year.
Okay. All right. Because there's a lot of unique plan out there that is available. I call it the special 5-year retirement plan, where you can use definitely a lot of leverage, where people help front load the money to your account, you know, to jumpstart. Again, they use index product the same way. So in your particular case, so let's look at retirement. We start now, right? You may say to me, Shirley, how much can you afford to put aside every single week or every single month that you couldn't touch it and you need to, you know, retire, I don't know, 65, 70, but you're 59, which then gives us a lot of time horizons, right? Only 6 years.
Mm-hmm.
So you need to come to me and said, okay, I only have this much amount. And then from there, I can give you some recommendation of different funds, different kind of things, where it can give you still some growth when you need it, and yet no more losses. Done. We are done with losing money, guys. And
okay.
If we learn how to, one of the things is, I don't know if you ever learned about life insurance, when you structure it, fund it properly. If you fund this thing properly in the future, do you know you can take all the money out for retirement as tax advantages, tax-free stream of income by featuring loan feature inside of life insurance? It's one of the, I mean, I've learned how the rich really plays the game, and it's a shame a lot of folks do not do that. A lot of folks, oh, I hate life insurance. It's something I don't have any kids, any family. No. This nowadays, the next generation of life insurance are incredible. I mean, I just wrote a book called IUL, Index Universal Life, IUL ASAP on Amazon. It hit number one on 7 categories, and today it is remaining the number one IUL in industry. And I am, you know, speaking across the country everywhere else, because people don't use that stuff. To me, you know, 3 things can happen to you, okay, as far as your retirement. You need to understand you need to have money for retirement. So you got to save up for retirement.
Hold on, Erica. But Shirley, I want to go back to the, for example, you were suggesting life insurance as an investment vehicle. Give us the brass tacks, the basic. How does that work?
Okay, so the new kind of life insurance nowadays does 3 things to you, okay? If I pass away, if Erica passed away, she could leave beneficiary to somebody.
Right.
But the other thing it does is has what's called living benefits. For example, if I have a heart attack, stroke, Alzheimer's, dementia, chronic illness, critical illness, could be critical injury. Those things could happen to you and I way before we die. And if it does, the life insurance now has the ability where you can tap into the benefits before you die. And that's really unique feature that's happened. I mean, I had a guy the other day had a heart attack, stroke, had an operation, surgery. I had people, you know, that had all these things that's happened to them that they can use that money now. It's incredible, you know, that instead of just death, you can use part of that money now and part of it leave for your family. It gives you option. But more importantly, listen to this. The Index Universal Life has a feature, depends on the company that you pick. Now, it's very important that you pick the right company that has a different fund. When the stock market did make money, these index fund inside of life insurance growing tax deferred. Now, past performance do not predict the future, ladies and gentlemen. I want to make that very, very clear. But let me tell you, when the market was performing, there was some index life insurance that was making 21%, 27%, 15%, 14% with no losses. And yet people don't utilize this thing. I'm like, are you kidding me? You know? So therefore, I've learned this technique and I've learned these kind of things. You know, when the market lost, nobody lost any money, you know. So again, the industry has changed so much in industry, and it's something you need to explore. you know, not just going by, you know, the old adage of, okay, let me use life insurance just definitely. No, you want something that has a chance to still growing the money with the market, grows tax deferred, but it also protects you when the market loses money.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah.
Well, Erica, first of all, drive safely. And thank you so much for listening. And I appreciate your phone call. Let me go to Mac. Mac calling from Greensboro, North Carolina. Mac, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Well, I have a question about contributing to my 401k account.
Okay.
Being extremely close to retirement, knowing that the market is tanking, understanding that this contribution has been made for a number of years. Do I ride this thing out for 18, 24 months, or do I stop making maximum contributions and only make a minimum contribution until the market goes back up?
Okay. How young are you right now, sir?
How young? 64.
Okay. If I were you right now, here's what you're going to do. If your company is giving you free matching 401k, take it. Okay, always take the free matching, never denies it. But whatever money that you have, you need to consider move part of that out or move most of it out, because you don't want to lose any more money on that account right now. And my best suggestion is, again, if you feel uncomfortable, say, well, surely I don't want to move all of it. Well, okay, then move some of it. You're over 59 and a half, you're still employed. So what's going to happen is that you're going to open a new index account, right, moving it out. At the same time, your 401k is still going to continue open so that new money can come in, okay? And the other thing is, can I ask you a question? Are you putting anything inside a 401k underneath the Roth, R-O-T-H, Roth, at all today?
No, I do not, because of the amount, I do not qualify for Roth.
Okay, all right. Because inside the company plan, sometimes they have, you know, if the company has a Roth inside a 401k, by the way, listener out there, if your company is offering a 401k with a Roth feature in it, take it. Because the amount of money you're putting inside the Roth, the company still has to match you the money. And the reason why I love the Roth so much is that after 5 years, it's tax-free. Yeah, yeah.
I decrease the amount instead of giving the maximum in such a debt market, should I decrease the amount that I'm putting in?
Decrease the amount,
I mean,
only do up to the matching.
Decrease it, whether you're getting matching funds or not, you're still losing.
That is correct. Unless if you, and here's the thing, again, you're sitting there also assuming that, okay, surely the market, what if it did go back up, right? Because you, if you're concerned about losing that money right now, you would get that free matching that you have. Some plan, sir, listen to me, some plan allowed to you do the matching. Hear me out. Do the matching, your money, and they turn right around and they moved it over to the index product. I'll give you an example, TSP. I don't know if your 401k has feature or not, okay? But under the TSP, they allowed to do roll it out every quarter now. So if I put in, you know, $1,000 and the company matched me $1,000, I technically have $2,000. Well, guess what? In a quarter, I can move that entire $2,000, that free money that I have, I can move into another account that index and safeguard that money. That's just what I'm just saying. You know, again, it depends what kind of plan you have, you know. If they allowed you to move it out while you're still, I definitely know you could move it out because you're over 59 and a half rule. It's
but
just that whether, yeah.
Do you generally suggest that in such a market as today that you maintain maximum contribution, or do you suggest that you pull back on your contribution? Whether I'm getting the matching contribution or not, I still have a maximum loss as the market continues to fall.
I would right now, it sounds like you're very, very concerned with that. Hold back with another 6 months, see where the market goes with that before you go all the gun hole all the way with the maximum matching that you have in your 401k.
Okay.
All right. Mac, thank you so much. I appreciate your phone call. Let me go to Dale calling from Suitland. Dale, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Hi, yes. I just had a couple questions if I could. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I wanted to know if there is an entity that I can tell my 23-year-old son as he starts to put money towards retirement that he could put a put his money into that he then where he will not lose money when he's 65? Or is there something he can do that he if he does lose money, it won't be as much? And also, could she explain what a compounded interest account is, and does that apply to retirement?
Let's talk about the young person first, because I applaud you, Dale, for having that same conversation, because I gave my daughter $100 to open up an IRA 2 years ago. She just turned 24 yesterday. So I applaud you for, you know, giving your son this piece of financial literacy. But Shirley, what would be the best advice? I'm assuming, Dale, that your son is working.
Yes, he's working. He's 23 years old. And, you know, he's going to start working and putting money towards retirement. So
okay.
He has a long way to go.
So where would a 23-year-old start, Shirley?
Well, right now, my first biggest thing is that you could do a Roth. But more importantly, I am so much about the index IUL. It is a life insurance that your son can start off right now, grows with the market, growing tax deferred. What I mean by that is that, you know, as the money compounded, you're making interest on the growth inside of your life insurance account. And if your son structured properly, everything that he's got cash value build up, like 10, 15 years from now, let's say if he needed the money to, you know, buy a car, or down payment for a house and certain stuff, okay? Mm-hmm. He can access the money and use that for that with no restriction as far as, you know, a lot of penalty, but it allows for him to have the growth. And more importantly, down the future, he can access the money, tax advantages, tax-free.
Okay, all right.
So, you know, one of the things I have on here, Harold, I said earlier a five-year retirement plan. Remember I told you when the lady called me earlier, Erica or someone, I had asked her the question, hey, do you make at least $100,000 a year? Do you know there are accounts out there that I literally working with right now? My own daughter, she's 18 years old. And if you can properly structure, in this case, I gave a gift of $16,350 for 5 years. Literally for 5 years, and I never have to put another dime in. Hypothetically, in the future, if I make only a 5.5% rate of return, hypothetical.
Life insurance IUL?
Oh,
you, I'm sorry, you... Or,
yeah,
know,
absolutely.
So can, I mean,
let's be the first choice.
Yeah. So let's start with the basics.
Okay.
Let's start with the basics. You know, because he's 23. I remember 23. Yeah. I didn't know squat.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you start talking about life insurance. You know, IULs, and his eyes are going to glaze over. Let's talk about some real quick basic information. Investment 101 for a 23-year-old, what does he do?
Well, he has several options. If you ask me from a financial standpoint advice, I would go with a life insurance IUL as the first thing. The reason I say that is because my past experience working with hundreds and hundreds of clients, I've seen young people putting in $5 a day, $3 a day, which is $100 a month, right? $150 a month, and I've seen over the past 10, 15 years what that account has done for that client. Do you know your son, if he continues to put $100, right, at age 23, and if the market only makes 5, 6% down the future, I'm talking about long term, you're looking at your son could have potentially have $30,000, $40,000 stream of income tax-free coming automatic to him for the rest of his life if he continues to do that. Now, he can take the same $100, put it in an IRA or something like that. As the money grows, let's say same hypothetical growth, but remember, the IRA and stuff like that will be taxable in the future. So the question is, do you want tax advantages or do you want to be a taxable event? Okay? Now, you could do a Roth. Now, a Roth, of course, it allows him to grow tax deferred. And after five years, everything inside that particular Roth, okay, becomes tax-free when you take it out. What I'm saying is the entire time, it can grow tax-deferred and becomes tax advantages because that's one of the nice features about the Roth. The only drawback on that is because if he needs to access the money before 59 and a half, the IRS is still going to come get him because you're under 59 and a half and you're touching the money from a Roth.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah. So, yeah, he's not going to get a tax benefit going in, but he won't have to pay taxes on the backside. Dale, like I said, I certainly salute you for, trying to give your son that financial education. I hope he's listening.
I'm listening.
Okay,
I'm
good. Listening. You know, because you can tell him. But
yeah, well, you guys talking about insurance for 23 years ago. Is what?
Yeah, yeah. Starting with the Roth may be a good, way, and then, a year later he can, diversify with, do the research on that insurance instrument and see what happens. And but look, Dale, thank you so much for your phone call. I appreciate it. And Shirley Lou, thank you so much for talking to us as well. It's ShirleyLouAndAssociates.com, correct?
Yes.
There we go. Shirley, thank you so much. That is the Daily Drum for this Thursday, June 23rd. I'm Harold Fisher. Good night.